Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, a new food show, and I'm very excited to hear about this because I'm a lover of food and a lover of food shows. I'm all in.
So, you know, I love to talk about opportunities in 4-H. So this is an opportunity for our foods project 4-H members. Of course, this, you don't have to necessarily be enrolled in food. So if this is speaking to your soul this morning, like you said, and you want to participate, we would love to have you come and join us. And so this is called the Favorite Food Show Contest. And what we have our 4-Hers do is we have them create a table space. It is a themed table space, and the themes are endless, right? It can be from 4th of July to a Christmas theme to a tea party. I don't know. I've seen kids do an array of a taco party, anything that your little heart desires. The themes can be endless, right? Okay. So we want them to come up with a theme. And then we want them to create a table setting, a nice table setting, and decorations. We want them to plan out the menu. So basically, we are condensing what you would do to plan a party with a theme behind it. And then we have a judge come and judge you and, you know, talk through pros and cons of, you know, what you've done that day. And so it's a fun little opportunity if it's something that you are passionate about. I think about all my friends that were in hotel and restaurant management. They had to do this type of stuff once they were in college. So that's a really good career path for a lot of our youth. So anyways, we're having one in each individual county. Our Anderson County one is May 29th, 2025, from starting at 9, and the registration needs to be in by May 22nd. And that's going to be down at the Garnett Community Building. Our next one is going to be in Franklin County, May 28th. Again, set up at 9, judging at 10. Registration is due May 21st. And that's going to be at the First Baptist Church here in Ottawa. And then our last one's going to be in Osage County, May 27th, set up at 9, judging at 10. Registration in prior that week, May 21st. And that will be at the Linden Community Building over there in Osage County. There's some rules and rules that we need you to follow as you enter this contest. So all these posters are up on our Facebook page and on our website. Again, the easiest way I can tell you to do that over the radio without giving you some big, long website to go to is just to Google Frontier Extension District and go to the 4-H tabs, or find us on Facebook at Frontier Extension District. All the information is up on those sites on the web. Or you can just call your local extension office, and we are happy to pass on that information to you. Also, the exciting thing about this, if you're an intermediate or a senior and you win that day, you get to go on to a regional contest that we do with all the Southeast area counties. So all the way down to the Oklahoma border, kids could be participating all the way over to probably like Greenwood County, Morris. That's about like Butler. That's kind of the line forward. South, you know, Franklin County down to Butler County over there, just that Southeast area corner of Kansas. We compete with all of those counties for a regional spot, and that's going to be in Emporia. And if you win that day, we'll get you all that information. But there is some vertical upward mobility there as far as a contest to go and do other things with this. And so we encourage all of our 4-Hers to join. There is no age restriction on the local level here, so you could be a beginner 4-H member and still participate. So we hope that if you're listening, you want to jump in and try this year. And my favorite, our mantra in 4-H is we learn by doing. So don't let this be intimidating. I think the best way to do contests like this is just to jump in and start learning and doing. And we are here to help you. Also that day, we will have a facts judging, family and consumer science judging opportunity for our 4-H members to take part in. This is something that, again, you can go on and do at the state level. And we actually sent our fact judging team from Franklin County down to Texas A&M. They got to go down there this winter to compete nationally because they won at the state level. So, you know, lots of opportunities there. You know, I love to talk about opportunities. So, anyways, again, get in there, learn by doing, and we are here to help, and we're excited for our favorite food shows.
Sounds like an absolute blast. I cannot wait to see how that whole thing sort of shakes out. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Marysville Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Fernie Eastwood.